looking back on where we've been so far in these mornings, perhaps the hardest part is the waiting. Wait ya. For 10 days. We don't like to wait 45 seconds in line at McDonald's. We don't like to wait for anything. Wait. But we also reflect on the fact that while we're waiting, God is not asleep, God's not on vacation, God is at work. Things are going on, just like Daniel learned after he'd been praying and waiting for 21 days. God is at work. He's never late. He's never not paying attention. Then, in the midst of that waiting, the wind of God, the first of the signs, begins to break in. And we saw so many hands who've actually been in harm's way of a tornado. No tornado for me, but definitely more than a hurricane or two. That storm is fierce, and it frightens us. The sound of it frightens us. The aftermath of it, the horror, frightens us. But we talked about how in a hurricane there is an eye of the storm in the middle of where that wind is cycling all around, those walls of wind and terror, where the sun is shining and all is calm and serene. I really believe that's where the Lord wants us to live. He is a fierce wind, but he invites us right into the eye of the storm where we find peace. And I believe that the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit, is very similar in terms of its terror, but in terms of its friendliness to the wind. We fear fire. I don't know if you've ever seen a house burn. I have. It's a horrible thing. And you know, I don't want to think of our life work and life savings of building a home, establishing a community as unnecessary things. But if you hear people in the wake of having lost a home in a fire or lost a home in a terrible storm, they'll say, you know what? I'm going to be okay. I found my wife. I found my brother. I found my dad. We found our children. They're okay. Yeah, we hate missing the house. This is horrible, but we're going to be okay. And we begin to learn about what is necessary and what is not necessary in life. But the fire scares us just like the wind, just like the storm. You know, yesterday is the first day this week that I got in a nice, good walk along the St. John's. How many of you take advantage of the St. John's and go walking? Oh, if you haven't yet, you need to take advantage of that at some point. Go down there and get in a good walk by the river. And as I began walking, I started reminiscing about all kinds of things, reminiscing about 15 years of, in years gone by, jogging on that trail, later years walking on that trail. I remember prayer walks alone, prayer walks with students, prayer walks with alumni. I even remember a time or two bumping into a stranger on that trail who obviously was distressed and stopping and starting a conversation and praying with them. And I had all these 15 years of just glorious memories of walking along there, but even the sensory things, the fragrance of the water, the sound of hearing it lap up against the bank, the fragrance of the vegetation that grows there, and I smelled this kind of delightful, pungent smell. Someone obviously was burning, had a small fire going, was burning some trash, burning stuff that needed to be gotten rid of. And almost like a leaf fire in autumn, it's a very friendly smell. Well, I think that is the way the fire of the Holy Spirit is. Remember the words of the old hymn, "When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply." The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The wind of the Holy Spirit is not going to blow anything away out of our lives that's needful. It's only going to blow away what we really don't want anyway, things we shouldn't be carrying with us anyway. And the fire of God is not going to burn the gold that he's been refining in you. It's just going to refine it further. But the fire of God will burn up the things that we really need to lose. Let's lean into the wind and let's lean into the fire. It can only be a good thing. Please stand for the prayers.